It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And with this, it's just a quesadilla. Yeah. No, I mean, you can use two different types of cheese. But it's still just a quesadilla. It's because it's not, there's not like, well, I mean, I don't think you necessarily have to have meat to make it into a taco. But if you're keeping the tortillas, oh gosh, you, every time. Okay. Hey, folks, I'm here. It's me. It's Adam Bash. I am getting goofed on by my angel friend, Adriel. So awesome job. I'm not frustrated. It's okay. It's a funny joke. It is a funny joke. Okay, we're good. Adriel over here is the Angel of Death and Destruction, who I met in late August. And Adriel granted me the power / curse to erase one day from the history of existence. And so, of course, I'm basing that solely on celebrity birthdays. So this show is basically like a celebrity birthday death match type thing, where we take the rolling loser that has, it was all of last week that September 10th just rolled through like a steamroller. There were some moments where they could have lost it, but my goodness, the P boys, the P3, three boys of P, Ryan Phillippe, Arnold Palmer, Joe Perry, they're still here. Okay, it's been a full week. We're on to the next week. New Sunday, September 17th. Let's see what happens. Okay, I'm seeing a pattern here somehow. I'm seeing a pattern, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this pattern yet either. But September 3rd was trash. Okay, September 3rd rolled through most of their week. September 10th, trash. Okay, absolute trash, as we've seen. Here we are, September 17th. So we've had two big streaks started on Sundays. Okay, so far the Sundays have consistently been the weakest day for celebrity birthdays. That's an interesting pattern already. Okay, it's an interesting pattern already. Let's see what today brings. Because if this pattern holds and if today is another trash birthday selection, I mean, we've got some conversations to be having. Okay, so let's look in here. Honorable mentions. Phil Jackson, head coach of the Chicago Bulls during the double three-peat years. He also took the Lakers to the championship several times. So I mean, that was good. That's a good poll. Big names. Bryan Singer, who was ruined many a comic book movie by making them. Anne Bancroft. I recognize Anne Bancroft's name. That's why I said her. I don't know anything that she was in. And Hank Williams, ladies and gentlemen. One of the most influential artists in country music. I'm not including Hank Williams in the top three because I think that would unnecessarily... Oh, gosh, I really probably should. I did it for Adam Sandler. Is Hank Williams the most... You know what? We're going to do it. We're going to start right off. Hank Williams, number three. I'm surprised we're here. I was not going to include Hank Williams in the top three because I don't like Hank Williams strictly because I don't like country music. Country music is my least favorite musical form. And so I thought if I started by including Hank Williams, then it would just unnecessarily prejudice me. But gosh, I included Adam Sandler. I included Charlie Sheen. I included a lot of people I don't like. And so I got to play it straight. You know what? Hank Williams, probably number three most famous person on this list. So we're going to start there. Okay. Which means my other number three, Kyle Chandler, a.k.a. The dude that was the coach on Friday Night Lights. Sorry, buddy, you're in honorable mentions now. Hank Williams has stepped into your role. It wasn't a big thing. You were kind of a non-issue, non-starter anyway. You were just kind of holding a place because there wasn't anybody else. So Hank Williams, number three. Number two, Flo Rida. His name is spelled like Florida with a space and an extra capital, but it is Flo Rida. And listen, when you think about Flo Rida, what do you think about? Of course, apple bottom jeans, the boots with the fur, the whole club looking at her and getting low, 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 all that stuff, right? He's had some hits. I don't know that I would necessarily miss those songs all that much. A lot of earworms in the Flo Rida catalog. My child loves My House, and he sings it
relentlessly. And it's not like he's had a lot of exposure to it, except for I do believe it's in the soundtrack to one of his football games, like maybe Madden 2015 or something like that. And so he has been exposed to it in that way, and that has made Flo Rida a common occurrence at my house, although not strictly speaking Flo Rida, but the kids bought versions of Flo Rida songs. So that's something I could probably do without, being honest. If I'm being completely upfront and honest with all of you, I could probably do without kids bop versions of Flo Rida songs, which is what I've been exposed to. Number one, by my standards, I guess, number one most famous celebrity, born on September 17th. Ladies and gentlemen, it's John Ritter. Now, John Ritter did a lot of great things. I liked John Ritter quite a lot. I thought he was a good actor, for what he did. I mean, I don't think he was like Broadway bound or anything. I mean, this is the same gentleman that played opposite a smart ass redhead boy in Problem Child 1 and Problem Child 2. He was a good comedian, though. He was a good sitcom guy. You could stick him about any sitcom and he would shine. He fell on his face like the best of them. You know, he had that Chevy Chase level of falling on his face. Three's Company was good. Eight Simple Rules was pretty good. So, I mean, hey, John Ritter, a credit to his art. Okay. I think without Jack Tripper, I don't know. I don't think there's a lot of people that could step into that role and do it as well as old Johnny Boy did. So that would be a big loss. All right, so let's stack it up. We've got Ryan Phillippe versus Hank Williams. Well, gosh, I know Hank Williams is much more influential on the world than Ryan Phillippe, but I don't like country music, and so I'm okay. I'm okay with losing probably a good chunk of country music. And letting Ryan Phillippe just stick around and make more movies. That's great. Arnold Palmer matches up against Flo Rida. Well, you know, this is a tough one. This would be a tough one for my child because my child loves golf and he loves Flo Rida's My House. If I was going to have to deprive my child of one of these things, it would be Flo Rida. And if I have to think about the world in general, golf versus Flo Rida, I have to start thinking a little bit less selfishly, I suppose. Now, at this point, immediately after I've just written off all of country music, I now have to start thinking a little bit less selfishly and think about the world as a whole. And honestly, I think golf brings a lot to a lot of people. And not that golf wouldn't exist without Arnold Palmer, but I think that, you know, whatever. I don't like that song very much anymore. I've heard it too many times. So goodbye, Flo Rida, is what I would say. So now it's just down to Joe Perry and John Ritter. And John Ritter's carrying a handicap right now because his number two and number three have not done him any favors and put him in a bad position. So I just have to weigh this against it. It's John Ritter and Joe Perry. I look deep inside myself. I think this is amazing. The pattern holds, folks. This is another Sunday worse than the last. Joe Perry, Arnold Palmer, Ryan Phillippe, the P-Boys. Guys, go relish this day. Because September 17th managed to suck it up worse. I'm sorry. John Ritter, I feel bad for you. Everybody else born on September 17th, I feel bad for you. But John Ritter is saddled by Hank Williams and Flo Rida. And that's not John Ritter's fault. He's doing everything he can. Okay? But here we are. September 17th, you're on notice. September 10th, enjoy your reprieve. A full week, you guys were on the list. Man, I hope September 17th, you don't end up in that same spot where you're sitting there a whole week. Because honestly, the month's running low. You got this week, you got next week. That's it. So don't be here at the end of the week. Okay? Get your shit together. Okay, so see you guys next time, tomorrow. on this day is history.
Happy birthday.